Hello, and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob. Thank you for joining me, if you have chosen to do so, and just wanted to let everybody know, a little housekeeping. Oh! That is a beer. Another entry in the gluten-free diary. Was drinking, so I'm recording this back-to-back. So last week, you heard, if you listen, that I was drinking some lime fucking beer. It was fine. Can't drink a lot, though. It's a little too much flavor, but it's fine. This beer is just a beer. Just says it's beer. That beer I drank last week is gluten-free, 100%. This beer is gluten removed, okay? So it's has it, and then they remove it, okay? I don't know how they do it. They probably got a fucking strainer. They pour the beer, the gluten. You know, it's probably pretty simple like that. Let's see how this one tastes. I'm not sure if I had this one before. Now, that is a beer that tastes like beer. Unfortunately, I would rather have it be 100% gluten-free and not just remove it. But you know what? Beggars and choosers, you know what I'm saying? Today I want to talk about a game that I have been wanting to talk about for a while. I always knew I was going to talk about this game. And for whatever reason, I'm going to talk about it today. And that game is Halo. Okay, I know what you're thinking. You started this podcast, and it was PlayStation focused, and then you started talking about all these games and all this dumb shit, and then you were talking about TVs, and then you're talking about beer, and you were talking about movies last week. Now you're going to talk about Halo. Halo's not even a fucking PlayStation game. Well, I didn't say this was a PlayStation podcast, you son of a bitch. I said that this was mainly a PlayStation podcast. And I'm sorry for calling you son of a bitch. I've had a few beers. Also, don't drink and drive. Drink responsibly. Let's talk about Halo. Now, as far as Halo goes, one of my friends, massive Xbox and Halo fan, I know plenty of people who like Halo. I know plenty of people who love Halo, who have Xboxes. But the one I'm thinking about while I'm recording this episode, I think he knows who he is, okay? He's not going to listen. Maybe he will. Probably not. But when I think Halo and Xbox, this is the person that comes into mind, okay? And, you know, I think maybe the first episode that I did way back when, I wouldn't be mad if I was called a fanboy. I mean, I'm a PlayStation fan. Okay. Huge fan. Love PlayStation. But I do love other games. And I do love other systems. Like I said, I have a Nintendo Switch hooked up to my TV right now. I play games on it semi-regularly if I get the itch. And to be honest, the original Xbox, I love that console. And I actually kind of want one. But then I think I might as well just get an Xbox, the next Xbox, because everything's backwards compatible. And the games that I love, like Halo, they have the Master Chief Collection. And, you know, you just play that. So I might as well just do that. But then it's like, well, that's a lot of money. And I don't know. And then I thought one of my favorite controllers is the fat fucking Xbox Duke controller. And I'm like, well, because I want that one. But they make a new one that's like wireless and cool as fuck. So I kind of do want that. It's just that I don't have that kind of money, that kind of disposable income. To blow on a system where I'm not going to play it that often. But if I was given an Xbox One and a Master Chief Collection, I would play all the games through probably, and I would play with that controller, or probably I'd probably play with the new controller, the Xbox One controller, but I would get one of those just to have it. The old Dukes, well, the new one, the wireless one. But I'm not gonna buy it. But anyway, this episode's about Halo, and I don't know where I would put Halo. Wouldn't be like, it's not gonna be in my top 10 games. It's not gonna be in my top 20. But it's up there, probably, of games that I just like. I don't. Here's the other thing. I don't know a lot about Halo. I don't know a lot about the universe and whatever. I know some characters. I know what some of the guns are called. I know what some of the vehicles are called. I know what some of the levels are called. And from the first one, now we're talking. Now, I don't know anything after that. So I'm not even trying to come out here and say that I know almost anything. But the point is, the experience of playing Halo is one of my favorite memories from gaming. Back in the original Xbox days, a lot of my friends had them. And a lot of my friends had Halo because if you had an Xbox, you probably had Halo. Combat Evolved. Excuse me. Fuck. Okay. Came out in 2001. Oh, a look on eBay. You can get it for $2,000. I don't know what that is. That's stupid. So, yeah, I don't even. I can't really talk about the game, really, or what. I don't know. I mean, I can't talk about like the lore and the story. I don't care about any of that. I don't give a fuck about any of that. Any of the character development, what happens to any of the characters, I don't give a shit. Why I love the game is because when my friends got together, we would have a LAN party. And this is the only time I've ever done this. I didn't have an Xbox, I didn't have the game, but a lot of my friends did, as I just said. We would, on weekends, bring Xbox consoles, which are not light or small, all the fucking accessories, controllers, cables, and actual TVs, like fucking decent sized CRT TVs, to whoever's friend's house we were at that week, and fucking hook them up in in the living room or the basement or wherever the fuck we were at. And have a LAN party and have multiplayer matches. And it was fucking amazing. I've never done this before or since. I miss it. If you listen to the episode with Call of Duty Zombies, you'll know that I miss those types of things. But this is even way, way fucking cooler and more fun than the zombies. I mean, that's just like split screen. Hey, we did a thing. I guess we could have done. I don't know if you could even do that. In that game, it doesn't matter. Nobody cared at that point. We were fucking hauling this like thousands of pounds of shit around to play Halo. Oh, I just finished that lime beer. So to you, that was a week old, but to me, it was 20 minutes. And we got the regular beer. All right. I mean, I remember playing the game and being like, well, this is cool. It looks cool. Graphics cool. Everything's cool. But like I said, I always played it with friends because I didn't have it. So if somebody brought it over, we'd play it. And that happened, I mean, quite a bit. I used to even play inverted at that time. The camera controls, up was down and down was up because my friend used to play that way and I just left it that way. That's the only game I've ever played inverted. And you know, the way I got into the game was a friend brought it over, and then it was co-op campaign. So you're running through the story with your friend, and like, we skipped cutscenes or whatever. I don't care about any of this shit. We're just shooting aliens, grunts, and fucking elites, and using the fucking pistol, and the pistol's cool as shit, and the shotgun's cool as shit. All the weapon, the assault rifle, is cool as shit. You could see the little bullet counter on it. I was like, everything was just really cool in that game. The vehicles were fun to drive, even though they were weird as shit. You had to use both analog sticks to move, like, to drive, and it was weird, but it just worked. It was fun. You hop on the back of the Warthog, you're shooting people with the fucking machine gun. The game is just fun. I don't know, man. It's fun. Especially with friends. Okay? And then we get together and we name each other. You know, we're using all our stupid little nicknames. And we're fucking around with people. And we're playing Capture the Flag and all this. I mean, it's just fun, man. Another good-ass fucking Halo memory I have is one Super Bowl Sunday, I went to my friend's house. This is the friend that I watched Resident Evil for the first time at his house. The one with the kick-ass fucking home theater basement. He had a kick-ass playroom as well with a cool TV and video games and toys. Anywho, we fired up Halo after the Super Bowl, or maybe it was before the Super Bowl, I don't remember. And we went in one of the maps, and we just set a bunch of vehicles up, and instead of killing each other, we just, like, fucked around. We just ramped vehicles over, like, you know, mountains and hills and shit, and tried to do the dumbest, craziest shit, and the physics engine in the game was really fun, to be doing all this stuff. Like, the vehicles were awesome, and even that was fun. Like, everything... I mean, that was a good-ass fucking game. It still is, I would imagine. Probably still holds up. It's probably... I mean, that was, if I'm not mistaken, the first-person shooter to start first-person shooters. You know, being what they are today. I mean, it might have lost a step to Call of Duty and Battlefield, and everything's got their own thing. Even when Killzone came out, the first Killzone, I loved Killzone, but it wasn't as good as Halo. Maybe in my mind back then, I was like, oh, this is way cooler, because it's, like, fucking realistic or whatever. It's got, like, I mean, it wasn't real, but, you know, it was, like, I don't know. It wasn't, like, laser weapons and shit. Doesn't matter. Halo was better, period. Now, Killzone 2, I don't know what I'd rather play. Killzone 2 is one of my favorite games. I'd go ahead and say Halo's probably above it. And, you know, I don't know. The friend that I'm thinking about when I think about Halo and Xbox, I think he really got into it when he got Halo 2, because I think he got an Xbox late. I think he had a GameCube, or I'm not sure. But I do know that he got it around Halo 2. Could be wrong. Don't think I'm wrong. And that's when that shit was, Xbox Live was kicking off, and he had an internet connection, and he was playing online. I mean, he was like way ahead of the game, you know, versus almost everyone I knew. I mean, I knew people who played computer games online with people and, like, you know, multiplayer stuff. But I didn't know people who played console games online, Xbox Live, Halo 2. I think it was fucking Halo 2. Had to be the first one. I don't think Halo 1 was not online, I don't believe. I think the only time you could play that online is with the... like I said, I'm not a fucking Xbox fan or Halo fan. I mean, I like Halo. I wouldn't call myself a fan. I don't know shit about it. So I don't think you could play the first one online at all. I think it was the second one that did that. I think you can play the first one now in the Master Chief Collection. Anywho. So he was playing that, and I would go to his house and see that shit, like, crazy. Like, I wanted to do that stuff. And it's funny that when I, as you know, if you listen to this podcast, by the time I actually get all this cool shit to play online, like, I'm an adult now, I have my own internet connection, I can play whenever I want, do all stuff. It's like, I don't even want to play online anymore. I just want to play single player games. But back then, I was like, this is fucking awesome. I want to do this. I probably would have played SOCOM back in the day like that, but anyway, going to his house and see his friends list, and he's chatting to people, and he's making friends, and all these, I mean, that he was living the dream. He was living the fucking dream back then. That was like cutting edge of console games, mind you. That's what I'm talking about here. Like, I'd never seen console games do this. I had played PlayStation 2 online, but I hadn't seen, there was no, like, friends, or I didn't even, you know, it wasn't like a Xbox Live, like, started the shit. I mean, that's for as much, oh, fuck me. As for as much as I, you know, don't like what they've done in past years and even recent years, gotta give them credit. I mean, they do a lot of innovative shit, and, anyway, Halo 2, I like that game. I think there was dual wielding. That might have been even on the cover. Let's find out. Halo 2. Yep. Dual wielding SMGs right on the cover. So I can picture a lot of this. I think Halo 3 was the first Xbox 360 game, which I was super done at that point. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about Halo anymore. I don't give a fuck about Xbox. I'm pissed off. Had too many red rings. Metal Gear Solid 4 for life. Fuck Xbox. That's my thoughts back at that time. But those first two, I loved Halo 2. I played, I believe my friend let me borrow his Xbox and I played Halo 2. I never beat it. I just played it. Fucked around with it. Another just fantastic memory I have of Halo is one of my friends coming over, hooking up, doing split screen, and you can't, I guess you can't kill your friend. There's no friendly fire. Or, I mean, at least it was what we were playing. And we were doing the campaign or whatever. And there was a part where there was, like, no fucking way you're supposed to get the Warthog, which is like a Jeep, like a 4x4 SUV with a machine gun on. I don't know fucking what the fuck it looks like. There's no way you're supposed to be able, you're supposed to get out of the fucking thing and keep going on foot. But we were like, no, we're going to get this fucker in this building. And like I said, with the physics engine, it was so fun. We just rammed it through the hall or the doorway of the building. And then we just kept throwing grenades at it and like blowing it up inch by inch into the building, and we just kept going. It was just fun. It was just dumb, stupid fun with friends. And I mean, if that ain't video games, I don't know what is. And then another good memory I have of Halo is we got to the end of the campaign, same friend that I tried to blow up the Warthog into the building with. Might have even been the same night. But I remember we got to the very end, and you're supposed to, like, drive the Warthogs or whatever vehicle you're in, like, to the end. Like, you just keep driving, and there's fucking enemies out the ass. And things are exploding, and all this crazy shit's going on. And our vehicle had blown up, and I was, like, on foot, just running. And it tells you, like, the checkpoint. It's, like, so many meters away. And it was, like, so fucking far. And you have a time limit. And we didn't get it. But it was just fun. I just remember. It's just a good memory I have of that game. So I love Halo. I love the game. I'm not saying the franchise. I'm saying Halo 1. Love it. Halo 2, liked it. I think we probably did. We didn't do LAN parties and shit like that. I don't think. Maybe we did. Don't think we did. Can't remember. Halo 3, I was out. I was done. Everything after Halo 3 and Halo 3 and after, I was no dice. No dice. However, when Bungie left the Microsoft partnership and they made Destiny, I was like, I'm don't want to play this, right? Like, it's probably like Halo. I don't care. And it's like an online thing. I don't give a shit. I don't want to do that. Well, I got it for Christmas from my wife's grandpa. And so I never would have bought this game. I never would have played it. But I got it for free as a gift. And I was like, well, all right. Fuck it. I'll play it. And I loved it. Now, I did not love it like most people love Destiny, I would imagine. I played it up until the level cap, I believe. Before you start getting into, like, real shit. So I played the maps. I played through the story, which was whatever. Who knows what the fuck that story was. I played with people online. I didn't communicate with them. I didn't have friends to do a LAN. I didn't make a clan or a group or a lobby or whatever the fuck. I just played with randoms. Figured the game out on my own. Figured the weapons out. And I had a lot of fun. Now, I did have a lot of fun in that game. It feels like Halo to me. I mean, this is somebody who played Halo 1 and 2 going, and then a lot of time has passed. But I could definitely tell it was made by Bungie. And the weapons looked and felt kind of similar. So I had a lot of fun playing that game. And I grinded. And I was like, oh, I want to get this fucking cape. And I want to get this fucking thing. And I don't And then once I hit that, once I had done the, what do they call them? Raids, you know, you got to beat the guy, you got to get the fucking loot, you got to, once I had done, there's only four of them, and once I did them, like, I don't know, 5, 10 times in a row, it's like, oh, I'm done, I'm not doing this shit ever, I'm done, and it might be different if I had friends playing or whatever, but that's just not for me. Not for me. Time to move on. I did not get the second one. It was free on PS Plus. Played it for 10 minutes. I was out. But I had fun with it while it lasted. Like I said, if I was gifted an Xbox, I would play. I would buy Master Chief Collection and a Duke controller. And I would play them. I'd play them all. Yeah, I you know, not too long ago we played the Master Chief Collection at a friend's house, just fucking around, and I was like, man, this is cool. But yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. Just throw a little Halo love out there on this podcast. I know, not, you know, I love PlayStation. I don't have an ounce of Xbox stuff in my house. Oh, actually, I do have a Gears of War art book that I won. But that's it. I should just give that to my friend because I do not care about it. Anyway, thank you for listening. This has been a short episode, but oh well. If you would like to be a part of the show, if you want to shoot the shit, if you want to say I like your podcast or I agree or disagree with Halo and your opinions about it, you can find me on Twitter at PopconJacob. That is PopconJacob. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week.